It's been a week since the provincially appointed Oil and Gas Task Force released its report. It calls on government to throw more support behind the offshore, which means more spending. And not everyone agrees on whether the province should accept the report's recommendations.
And I can't believe it, actually. I have to tell you, I can't believe what I'm reading when I look through this report. It's referring to the oil sector as low carbon and aspiring to be carbon neutral. This is a deep misunderstanding of the climate crisis. The climate crisis is being driven by fossil fuels and oil in particular. We might try to green up the offshore in terms of production. I mean, we could have production out there being powered by vegans riding bicycles. But the fact of the matter is we're extracting oil that is going to be burned, and those emissions are going up into our global atmosphere and creating this climate crisis that is at our doorstep right now.
Newfoundland Labrador's offshore oil currently makes up less than 0.3% of global supply. It also contributes only 0.23% of Canada's greenhouse gas emissions. But when you look at the impact on the members that NOIA represents, the service and supply sector, and when you look at the impact on the province, it accounts for 25% of our GDP. So it's important that we continue to develop our resources, but it's important that it's done in a sustainable manner, and that's why innovation and continuously innovating is critical.
Charlene Johnson there of the industry group NOIA. And before her, you heard Angela Carter, a political scientist who researches environmental policy. Now, Andrew Parsons is the Minister of Industry, Energy and Technology, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, what is the plan? Will your government be adopting the recommendations laid out in that report?
Well, that's what we're in the process of proceeding with. As you know, we got the report last week. There was about 56 recommendations. But when you look at their breakdown, about a third of them are actually solely within government Newfoundland and Labrador control. But another 17 are actually shared accountability, whether that's with the federal government or the CNLPB. And actually another 17 are outside of our control. So the goal right now is that we need to work with others to bring these changes for our province. So one thing that we are absolutely interested in moving forward is with a recommendation that would establish an implementation oversight committee. So you'd have people from the feds, the task force, our industry council, the CNLPB, as well as province and other associations. We are supportive of that recommendation for everybody to come together. We have the report now, and then basically this team would help oversee the implementation, the action on this, because I don't think anybody's interested in us just sitting here just saying, great job, thanks for your work, but not doing anything with it.
So the report lays out a loose plan of how to get to net zero emissions by 2050, but that's going to come with a cost. Now, you mentioned you want to put this team together to help implement, but electrifying platforms, building carbon capture infrastructure, that costs a lot of money, and it's money that we're looking at who's going to be paying for that. Is it the companies or is it the province? Where do you see that falling?
Absolutely. That's one of the issues here is that, we need to move forward, and I think we all want a strong, supported, sustainable energy sector, but at the same time, everybody is working together on ensuring that we go towards the net zero goal. And, that's not just an aspiration by, say, the federal government. The industry itself wants that. They know that that has to happen. When you see groups like NOIA and NEA working together on projects, it shows you we're heading in the right direction. And I think, the cost is going to be borne by all of us. I just look at yesterday. Just yesterday alone, the federal government announced just under $25 million supporting 16 different groups looking at new research and new technology. I'm looking out of my office, looking down at Growler Energy, who are going to be working on the electrification of the offshore. I look over at MUN, and there's a number of projects there that are going to be working on these types of issues. And the fact is that we know that, as Minister O'Regan said yesterday, that the investors want this as well. So, everybody needs to come together. There is a cost, but I think it's a cost that is necessary. You can't have one without the other right now.
So you're saying that this is just going to be an even split between industry and government?
Well, I wouldn't go out and say that it's going to be 50% or 50% or 25-75. I just think it's incumbent on everybody. Now, the federal government has come. They had a $75 million emissions fund. You just look at the 320 recently announced, well, I guess a few months ago by the feds, where we're partnering with industry, and most of those are cost shared. They are on a 50-50 basis. But going forward, I think you're going to see everybody trying to put forward their share. What the proportion is hard to tell, and it would all depend on the certain circumstances.
I mean, if taxpayer dollars are going to be going into investing and really subsidizing an industry, shouldn't there be some idea on the behalf of government of who's going to be really footing most of that bill?
Well, this is the issue. This is what we're moving forward. And again, yes, certainly we are subsidizing an industry that puts billions into this province and is helping to maintain our healthcare system, is helping to maintain our social programs. So the reality is that, you know, yes, they get something out of this, but we certainly get something out of it as well. And there's a lot of work left to be done. So do I have all the answers now? Absolutely not. But if you can find me somebody who does, please point me in their direction.
How do you respond to critics like Angela Carter that low-carbon oil is still oil? Like, we're still spending money on fossil fuels here, whether it's subsidizing partially and sharing the cost or whatever it is. If there's any money, taxpayer dollars, going into that, you know, shouldn't that be shifted to, you know, that greener future, renewable energy, and thinking about the future in this case? Because other countries are moving a bit faster on this.
Well, and again, you know, that's one of the things I talked about with the report was that a lot of the times we're compared to, say, Norway. But the fact is, we are not a sovereign nation. We are a province within a federation, so we do not have 100% control. What I would say is that, I don't think these are mutually exclusive. We are working on the transition. We all know that there's a transition that's happening, but does it mean that we just cut off this energy sector, this oil and gas sector that I still think has a future, that provides employment? No, I don't think that's the way forward. In fact, there are plenty other countries in this world that are still working on this. I just think that you can do both. I look here, I got an article in front of me where Sweden has just produced their first carbon neutral barrel of oil. So there is a future here. And I get the fact, obviously, we're not ignoring the reality, the strong reality, obviously, of climate change. But at the same time, we have an industry here that we must work with, and I think it is to the betterment of the province.
So you mentioned their control. If you had 100% control, like, what would you do? What would you be pushing for?
Well, okay, so you're asking me to speculate on something that is not reality.
Well, you said you're limited by the fact that you have to share control here, right?
Obviously, because the fact is that we partner with the federal government. There is the CNLPB. We do not have 100%. If you want me to speculate on something that is not the case, I just don't know the point. What I will say is that as a province, as a legislature, we unanimously committed to hitting net zero by 2050. We are working in that direction. But we are also committed to having an oil industry here that is strong, that is sustainable. We are not going to just cut that off, because I tell you what, Norway is not going there. Guyana is not going there. The United States is not going there. No other country is going there. They're not cutting it off, but we are moving in that direction where we need to find a way to lower the emission, but at the same time strengthen this industry, which has given a lot to this province.
Okay, so let's talk about the Terra Nova FPSO for a moment. You've been in talks with Husky to work out some government support there. The original deadline for the deal was last week. Why is it taking so long?
Well, so we've been working with Suncor. Suncor is the primary operator of the Terra Nova, but there are seven partners. One of the reasons it takes so long is quite simply we are dealing with a partnership group that has seven members. So it's not like you're dealing just one-on-one with anybody. And things change. Things are, you know, evolving every single day. What's going on in the rest of the world does affect the deliberations here. We talk about, you know, demand. We talk, where does the future leave us? At the end of the day, we as a province, we obviously want to see it happen. Just the effect that it has on our, you know, our royalties, our treasury, the benefits and taxation that come with it, the person years of employment. We'd like to see it happen. But there's a limit to what the province is able to do. But again, we're working with other entities. It's extremely complicated, and so these things take some time.
What's the limit?
But when we're talking of billions of dollars, we're going to take the time to do what we think is right, because we are talking about 10, 20 years down the road, so we want to be prudent in our decision making.
What's the limit of what the government can do here?
I am absolutely not going to negotiate with you on the morning show. these are negotiations with private entities. I'm not going to negotiate in public. I'm not going to negotiate in the House of Assembly. There's confidentiality here. What I can say is that I'm sitting here now. I'd like to see us come to something that works for this province. But at the same time, I know that, we have to consider the future as a whole. It's a pretty big decision. But we want to see something happen here. But, again, that's going to require everybody finding that space. And when you have seven partners that all have competing priorities, when they have different perspectives, sometimes that can make it complicated, but everybody is trying to work to get to that safe space.
Finally, the Moya Green report is coming out today. Do you think that that work that's in that report will also inform the future of the offshore?
I'm interested to see what she says. I have no idea myself what will be in it, what the consultations were like with the industry. I know that there obviously were consultations with many different players in our, whether it's our mining sector or energy, but absolutely. I mean, I'm always willing to listen to anybody when it comes to trying to make the right decision. So I look forward to Dane Green's report, and I look at all the people on our committee. It's a pretty impressive group, the same way that I look at this task force, the same way that I'll listen to anybody, but at the end of the day, it informs us as a government as we make these decisions, which we will be responsible for.
Minister Parsons, I want to thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Andrew Parsons is the Minister of Industry, Energy, and Technology.